Thank you, everybody. In just a minute, Bill discovers the fossilized remains of three limericks that were fully preserved in rhymestone. If you'd like to play, give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Right now, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. So much happens, of course, in a week of Trump that it's impossible to cover all of it. So we're going to cram as much as we can into just about 1 minute. It's a little game we call
the Trump dump.
All right. So I'm going to read each of you a Trump deposit, if you will.
Oh,
jeez.
All you have to do is tell us if it's true or false, answer quickly, and we'll get through them all. Ready to go?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, here we go. Like a lightning round. Mo, during an official executive order signing ceremony, President Trump walked out after forgetting to sign the executive order.
Yes.
That's true, yes. Faith, during Monday's White House Easter egg roll, President Trump signed a little boy's hat and then gave it back to him.
That smells false.
That is false.
He threw it into the audience.
That's true. He signed the little boy's hat and then threw it into the crowd while the little boy, said, no. Mo, so that her husband could die happy, a woman in Oregon told him President Trump had been impeached right before he passed away.
I'm going to say it's true.
It is true. Oh. Jeff, the Syrian people call President Trump by a nickname roughly translated as the inflatable sewer bosom.
I would say false.
It is false. Their nickname for the president translates to father of Ivanka.
All right.
And Mo, for his upcoming trip to London, Donald Trump reportedly demanded to be transported in a golden carriage.
That is true.
That is true. For Trump's upcoming trip to the United Kingdom, White House aides have insisted on the traditional trip in the Queen's golden coach down the mall, as they say, to Buckingham Palace. The Times of London reports that the security required for this procession that Trump demands will dwarf that required for the last visitor, Xi Jinping. Worse, when Trump read about that, he said, ooh, I also want dwarves. Very good. We're done with the president. Let's move on.
Yes.
Panel, some questions for you about
the rest. I'm sorry.
Yes.
Can we just go back to that one, the father of Ivanka?
Yes.
That sounds like a great new curse, doesn't it? Ah, father of Ivanka.
Father of Ivanka. Jeff, the startup company Juicero, it's one of the hottest companies in Silicon Valley. The idea is you buy this $400 very sleek looking machine. It squeezes little proprietary bags of juice right into your glass. But a recent testing by Bloomberg News shows one problem with the device though. The same task can be done with what?
Your hand.
Exactly right.
Yeah.
By the way, is Juicero Latin?
No. Juicero. It was named
Juicero.
Juicero. It was named for Zorro's accountant. So they've accumulated millions of dollars in venture capital, and this is what their product is. You order these single serving juice bags filled with vegetables and fruit for $8 a piece, and you put it inside your $400 internet-capable machine, and voila, you have a glass of juice that might help you feel better about the way you acquired it. But reporters from Bloomberg just picked up the bags, and they cut a little hole in it, and they squeezed it, and they got the same result. So you don't need to waste your money on a $400 machine. You can waste your money on $8 bags of pre-juice.
And a big dry cleaning bill.
And a big dry cleaning bill.
Yeah.
Can I just say that juice bag is another great curse?
Yeah.
You know what? I think all the juice bags who bought a Juicero deserve to lose their money that way.
Wait a minute. How about the ones that invested?
It was a $120 million investment.
Apparently,
right?
Yeah. They've raised that much money from investors who think this is the next big thing.
Juice bags in Silicon Valley.
Yeah, I know.
Seriously. Yeah, total juice bags.